Her research interests and experiences have centered on developing, evaluating, and disseminating health educational programs that target cancer prevention and control. As program coordinator for the South Carolina Cancer Disparities Community Network pilot project, she is working to address prostate cancer disparities. You know? All right. So we're going to say that in our minds for Donye for the second time. We're going to move on to Felix, who's next. I think you could have stopped me. All right. Felix.
I am laughing with you.
I'm laughing. I'm absolutely laughing. It's 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. All right. So Felix, Lorenzo is a doctoral student in the Department of Behavioral Science and Community Health at the College of Public Health and Health Professions, the University of Florida. Go Gators. Felix has his master's in public health and has a concentration in management and policy and is a research assistant in a study that focuses on life stressors and determinants of health impacting medical decision making in colorectal cancer patients. Welcome, Felix.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here today. It's a little chilly for me, being from Florida, but especially since I left all my sweaters. let's see. So today I will be identifying predictors of anxiety amongst colonoscopy patients with the hopes of influencing various communication strategies and educational resources for cancer prevention and health disparities reduction. I have no relationships to disclose. I just want to acknowledge briefly certain people and organizations for the contributions to this presentation, specifically Dr. Kerbo and the Shands Endoscopy Center. All right, so for today, just some objectives, naming colonoscopy patients most at risk for experiencing anxiety and identifying patient barriers for colorectal cancer screening and anxiety as well. I wanted to start off by briefly defining the term colonoscopy and introducing its benefits to our target population, so that we were all on the same page. Colonoscopy is a diagnostic procedure that allows a physician to examine the entire length of the large intestine. It can also assist in identifying problems with the colon, such as early signs of cancer, inflamed tissue, ulcers, and bleeding. Colonoscopies are also used to screen for colorectal cancer, the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States, and the fourth most common cancer in men and women. From a screening point of view, the benefits of colonoscopies provide are immense. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data show that in 2009, colorectal cancer accounted for 52,000 deaths in the United States, a number that could have been reduced by 60% if everyone over the age of 50 were to receive regular screening tests. Although these numbers show a varying rate by mortality by race and ethnicity over the past decade, African-American men and women at more at risk when comparing to whites, Hispanics, American Indian, Alaska Natives, and Asian Pacific Islanders. So why anxiety? You may be wondering how anxiety is related to colonoscopies and colorectal cancer screenings. Anxiety before colonoscopy may have adverse health consequences and increased requirements for sedation and analgesics. Anxiety is a common problem in patients undergoing invasive medical procedures. Aside from the daily anxiety that individuals may encounter in a day-to-day situation, patients can experience anxiety while undergoing a screening test, waiting for test results, undergoing treatment, or anticipating recurrence of their cancer if it's been diagnosed. Anxiety has also been identified with a preoperative increase in stress, decrease in tolerance, unexpected changes in physiological status, postoperative increase in need for medication, decreased congruity in treatment programs, an increase in medical procedures and follow-ups. Anxiety is a common problem, thus it negatively impacts the success of the procedure, which was the main focus of interest in this study. Past research and literature have failed to provide definitive arguments in relation to anxiety and operative procedures. The split in the literature has hindered the emergence of training programs or education with regards to improved communication strategies. For example, in 1983, Wilkinson and Wilson found that high anxiety due to one's cancer diagnosis was associated with less information seeking, meaning the less the patient knew about their procedure, the more anxious they became. However, a randomized control trial in 1990 performed with 379 outpatients by Lanius evaluated whether the patient information booklet that they handed out was able to reduce anxiety levels before colonoscopies or gastroscopy procedures, and not much difference concerning the anxiety level before or after the patient reading the information booklet was found. More recently, an article in 2012 by Selinger found high anxiety due to one's cancer diagnosis to be associated with more information seeking, meaning that better patient knowledge was associated with higher anxiety levels. As part of the questionnaire that we handed out, we had several measures of information seeking, which I'll discuss later on in this presentation. Basically, the participants in this study were recruited from a larger study involving medical decision making in colorectal cancer patients. This set was formed from three different sites. The site that we will be discussing today is the Shands Endoscopy Center, or SEC, and they were from an ongoing study, again, from the University of Florida. We were looking at patients coming in for cancer screenings. We also looked at their caregivers, meaning anyone who would come in and help them make medical decisions. SEC is the only standalone facility within the UF health system dedicated entirely to endoscopic procedures, and it's one of the largest of its kind in Florida. Since Shands serves as a rural suburban community in north central Florida, and is also a major referral center for complex or difficult cases from around the southeastern United States, wide participant diversity was expected. Enrolled participants completed a survey immediately prior to their procedure. The pre-colonoscopy survey contained items on patient expectations regarding physician interaction, health perception, including anxiety level, and procedural expectations. Overall, these patients represented, again, a wide range of demographic characteristics, age, socioeconomic status, and race. The patients identified through documentation provided at SEC were approached and given a questionnaire, 10 to 15 minutes, as well the caregiver was given a similar questionnaire, and then we had a post-operative questionnaire, which they could mail in. In some occasions, the patients were given the opportunity to complete their questionnaire inside the exam room as they waited to be sedated, or were followed up by phone in order to complete the questions that were left unanswered. Some of the demographic breakdowns of the population can be seen on this table. We had 723 female participants, 424 male participants. 15% of our population was African American, 76% was white Caucasian. Table 2 highlights the frequencies for all 10 of the Likert selections on the anxiety measure as part of the questionnaire. The question was, how anxious are you today before your colonoscopy procedure? 1 being low anxiety, 10 indicating highest anxiety possible. It is of interest to note that 418 participants rated the anxiety level before the procedure at a 6 or higher, which is 36%. And I don't know if you can tell, there's a red line after the 5. It's kind of difficult to see with the template. Much of the published literature in health disparities has focused in cataloging the existence of disparities, but there's limited research when it comes to addressing complex issues contributing to these differences in outcomes. Another portion of the questionnaire prompts discrimination questions, and I found those who answered a 6 or higher in this Likert scale also rated that doctors were more likely to treat people with low education worse than those with higher education, doctors treated women worse than men, and doctors treated people on Medicaid worse than people on regular insurance. Table 3 represents the B coefficients. We see here are constant predictors analyzed, African Americans, first colonoscopy, regular doctor, so whether it was your primary care physician who ordered the procedure or not, sex, male or female, whether you read about a colonoscopy. This could be in a book or in a journal, whether you looked up colonoscopy information on a computer, so online, or whether you talked to someone, mostly a nurse or a practitioner. The B coefficients showed that African Americans, being an African American leads to an increase of 1 on the anxiety level. Females leads to an increase in 0.4. Being referred by your primary care physician as opposed to a specialist increases your anxiety by 0.36. And looking up colonoscopies on a computer increases anxiety by 0.93. Finally, independent variables with significant impact on patient anxiety were all significant at less than 0.01 for race, first colonoscopy, primary care physician referrals, and for sex, it was 0.008. A preliminary regression analysis model conducted for the dependent variable, again, was 1 to 10 on the anxiety scale. So what does this all mean? African-American patients, females, first-time colonoscopy patients, and those referred by their primary care physicians have a higher level of anxiety. Targeting these at-risk subgroups can effectively increase overall health outcomes in a population where early detection and treatment is essential in mitigating the potential for colorectal cancer screening. Congruent with previous literature, we found that colonoscopy patients had a higher level of anxiety when compared to other races due to the adverse effects that can arise during the colonoscopies. We therefore find that it's important to identify these patient barriers so that we can better impose literature to treat these at-risk groups before they come in for their procedure, therefore eliminating any chance that they may have at suffering some of the indications provided with colonoscopies. I know questions are left till the end, so thank you.